Welcome to the Balancing Busy podcast, where I help time-starved business owners cut their hours without losing income, dropping the ball with clients, or hurting the customer experience. I'm your host, Leah Remmelay. Since 2009, I've built 6- and 7-figure income streams while working part-time hours. This is possible and you are capable. So let's jump in. Welcome to the Balancing Busy podcast. I'm your host, Leah Remmelay, and this podcast is about helping you look at every single area of your life to help you do less but better, to get that time back and infuse just a little bit more balance. Balance isn't something that just happens to us. It is something that we choose. We create balance, which means we have the power and we hold the control, which to me is very exciting. But we have to set our intention. We have to create balance. But when we do, oh, life just feels so much better. To me, balance, it is a feeling. It is not a destination. It's not an achievement. And because it's a feeling, we can have it. We can also lose it. And it's gonna happen really quickly. The thing is life shifts all the time. There's going to be moments where we feel completely unbalanced because things change. We're in a new season of life or a new stage, or there's some surprise, good or bad, that shows up and it sets everything off balance. And then we get to put things back in balance. And even if they're off for a moment, that's not you doing anything wrong. That's just real life. That means that you're living. In fact, if you were always able to stay in balance, then I would think that you're a little too comfortable. I would think that it's also probably feeling pretty dull and boring. So when you get off balance, you recalibrate, you readjust, and you just get back into balance again. I don't think anyone can stay in balance, and I don't think anyone has to stay out of balance all the time either. All right, so in our quest to claim more balance, I want to share 4 ways that I buy back time in my business. Number one, tech that automates funnels or processes for me. So just simply finding technology that can do a task on my behalf. This can really be anything that just simplifies. I have had all kinds of different tech. Now, I do think it's really important that we don't let the tech become so complicated and intricate that it actually costs us even more time. Technology should be making our lives easier. It should be simplifying things for us. But when we find those things, when we find tech that automates or it creates the funnel, it sends out the triggers and the sequences and the workflows on our behalf, it sets up the process and it removes us from a step, that is so powerful. So there's all kinds of things like your email marketing system. I use Flowdesk. I'll have a link. It's my affiliate link. I want to make sure I'm really clear about that, but it gives you 50% off and they truly are my favorite. I've used so many in the last 15 years and I have switched all of my private clients over to Flowdesk because the price is so good. The design is so beautiful. And I love that they don't penalize you for how big your list grows, right? Every single one of us is trying to grow our email list. And yet every other platform I've ever been on, the bigger I kept getting, the bigger the bill kept getting. I mean, there were times where during launch, I was paying thousands, multiples a month because I was sending a bunch of emails and I have a big list. This I love because it's no matter how big you get, it's still the same price. So I'll have the link to Flowdesk, but that would be an example where I can set up my opt-ins. I can set up a welcome sequence. I can set up a workflow that triggers for a new customer. There's so many ways I can nurture the customer or the new lead, whatever it might be, through a sequence of emails. And I sit down, I do it once, and then it triggers and it sets it all out for me. If you are completely new to email marketing, hopefully this is like, oh yeah, this is making sense. But maybe you're new and you're like, oh, this has been something I've been needing to do. I have entire workshops inside of our group coaching membership inside of Growth Getters. all about email marketing, how you set all of this up, what you should be thinking about with your freebies, your opt-ins, building your flows, how to just create all of it. It's all there. So if that's something you are interested in, you can go to growthgetters.com or you can go to my website or just email me or DM me. I'd be so happy to help you and point you in the right direction. So there's things like that. There is also the option of adding Zaps. If you haven't heard of Zapier, basically sometimes we have two technologies and we want them to talk to each other. For example, let's say I get an order, right? Somebody purchases one of my workshops or courses or memberships, and I want their email address to go over to Flowdesk, but I don't want to have to do it myself. I don't want to have to think, oh, I noticed I just got an order. Now I need to take that email address and I need to manually input it into my email provider. That's where you use Zapier. So Zapier is just simply, it's connects to two systems. So I get the order in my shopping cart system and the Zap triggers and the Zap sends it over to Flowdesk and then it gets segmented into a customer under that product and then they get the emails that they need to make sure they're all taken care of, and it just seamlessly allows the communication to continue on. And there's all kinds of Zaps. Believe me, I use Zaps in so many areas for my business. If this sounds intriguing, if there's ever a time where you're inputting the information yourself, just, I would suggest, go to Zapier.com and kind of play around, look and see what they do. Their first ones are free. So I think you can have up to 3 Zaps, I think, for free, but it's worth checking out because that is, again, one of those things where it really does save me time. I was helping a client and realized, wait, you're inputting the email addresses yourself one by one? Oh gosh, let me help you. And I just, you know, really quickly was like, I'm setting up a Zap for you. And we took care of it and it was amazing. If you do a lot of scheduling, let's say on Calendly, you want it to sync up to your email and be able to email out reminders and all these different things, that could be another opportunity. There's so many things. So that is definitely another place where I use those different techs to help save me time. So automations, funnels, processes, even just a simple checklist, literally, you know, in Google Docs, a checklist of the customer experience. So I don't have to be sitting there wasting time trying to think, am I forgetting something? No, I'm following the checklist. So tech that automates, helps me set up funnels or processes. I love it for saving me time. Number 2, getting help. So outsourcing, delegating, getting help. An example of this in my business would be my podcast editor. I get to record these episodes. I do the research. I write out what I want to say. I hit record and then I send it off to her and she does all the editing, gets it all ready, both for the podcast, YouTube, if we're going to have a YouTube video, gets the show notes ready, all of those different things. So that is a huge time commitment if I was trying to do all of that myself as well. So being able to outsource and delegate that is really, really helpful. Same thing, I do it with my Pinterest marketing. I do it with my editing. A really great thing to consider is, what are administrative tasks that I am currently doing, that if I was freed up, if I was not taking the time to do these administrative tasks, I would have more time to focus on income producing work. There are things that you do that only you should be doing because it makes money. It increases your profitability. It is your genius zone. This is why they come to you. And then let's be honest, there are a lot of things that we do that are not our genius zone. And they're not what is truly what brings people in. They just have to get done because we're business owners and there's tasks we need to do. Having a bookkeeper or a CPA, you have to keep your books. You have to know what your numbers are, but that maybe isn't your zone of genius to be keeping track of. So hiring out and getting some help can free you up to be able to then focus on income producing work, which then makes it very easy to be able to pay for that outsourcing that you have chosen to access. So number 2 is outsourcing, getting that help. I have an entire masterclass called Outsourcing Explained, and I actually made it 100% free. I recorded it as a podcast episode. So if you want to access that, it is episode 28 and 29. It's Outsourcing Explained, from start to finish, how you find people, how you train people, how you figure out how much to pay them, the entire process, especially if you feel intimidated, unsure, there's more questions than answers. This is going to answer all of it. So if you go to episodes 28 and 29, you're going to scroll back for a while, but I have amazing two podcast episodes that were a paid course for years, and now they're completely available to you. So hopefully that is a great resource that if you're saying, yes, you know what, I would love to outsource, but I'm gonna be honest, like, when am I gonna find the time to train them? How am I going to find the right people? How do I know how much to pay them? How do I go through all of this process? That episode, or those two episodes, will walk you through 100% how to do it all. Number three, and this one might surprise you a little bit, but education. If I can learn to do something better once, it's going to save me hours in the future. If I'm spending hours and hours trying to comb through, trying to find how to do something, testing, trying, making mistakes, that can be very expensive. Whereas if I can find someone who has already done it, they know exactly how to do it the right way, and then just implement their system, it's gonna save me so much time. That's exactly why I created Growth Getters. I wanted to create this membership where you would have access to every single different kind of system you might need in your business, every process, every strategy for all the different things, whether it's like, I need to make more money, I need more time, I need more visibility, I need more reach. Each of those areas, okay, here you go. Here are all the different courses. You grab what you need, implement. I'm going to walk you through step by step. Soon as that one's in, now you can take on the next one. I have been so grateful for being able to invest in education that has massively sped up my results and just saved me from so much time of learning the very hard way, which can become expensive when it takes way too long and you end up spending so much money on all these different small things and you're like, I should have just done that thing from the beginning. So yes, education, absolutely. And number four, my last strategy for buying back time for your business. Are you ready for this one? Because it's not what you think. Raise your prices. So one of the things that has absolutely helped me to buy back more time has been when it was appropriate and when it was time to raise my prices. Because the honest truth is, if I'm charging $400 for a service and I want to make $4,000, I need 10 clients. If I'm charging $1,000 for that same service and I have the value, I do the work, I show up, I am worth it, now I only need 4 clients. That's a lot easier with marketing. It's a lot easier on my time. It frees me up and it gives me white space. Sometimes the next step really is to raise your prices. And in raising your prices, you are gonna buy back time for yourself. And I know that can feel so scary. I know there's these feelings of imposter syndrome. Do I really deserve it? Is it right? It's so scary. Here's what I will say to you. You have to be confident and you have to own it. You have to believe that you are worth the money. And if you are unsure, if you think, but I only offer this, if water can be sold at wildly different price points. Now, hear me out on this. I could go to my faucet right now. I can go to the kitchen sink. I can fill up a water bottle and it's going to be pennies to the gallon. Now, I sent my husband to Costco today, and one of the things that he bought was a case of water because we're going on a road trip for spring break, and I wanted everybody to be able to grab water easily. Okay, that became dollars to the gallon, right? Now, if I happen to be at a concert or at the airport, that water bottle just got a lot more expensive. And if I'm buying something like Evian water or Voss water, now it's costing about $30 a gallon. We went from pennies to $30, and it's all water. It is literally all H2O. If water can be sold at wildly different price points because each of these understands their marketplace, they understand their customer, and they understand the problem that they are solving, so can we. So I want you to think about that. If water can do it, you can do it. All right, there you go. There are my four ways to buy back time in your business. I hope you've loved this episode and that it has sparked some ideas for you. If you are ready to take this even further, then I would love for you to reach out and connect with me, whether it is giving you my 10 favorite time-saving hacks. I mean, these things add them together and they save me hours every single week. You can get that absolutely for free, or it's joining my membership and letting me help you in every area of your business to optimize and systemize so that you know you're doing the right things in the right places at the right time. Come to the website, balancingbusy.com, and let me help you take this to the next level. Otherwise, I'm just going to see you next week, and we're going to have another episode where we are talking about and looking at another area of your life to help you balance the busy so that you can do less but better and have space and time for the things that matter most without ever sacrificing your home, your health, or your happiness. I'll see you next week.